you. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the CCWG new GTLD auction proceeds call held on the 16th of November, 2017. In the interest of time, there will be no roll call. Attendance will be taken by the Adobe Connect room. If you're only on the audio bridge, could you please let yourself be known now? Okay, hearing no names, I would like to remind all to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes, and please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. And with this, I'll turn it back over to Erica Mann.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and hello to everyone. Let's get ahead with our agenda. So let's have the point two, any update for the conflict of interest check? No, not the case. Then let's move forward to point three of our agenda, which is completing stage two. And we do have today Joke with us. She's actually always with us, but she is today replacing Marika. Joke, thank you so much for having you with us today and for helping and guiding us. So can we please see the document?
Hi, Erica. This is Joke.
Have I lost you? Hi, Joke.
Hi. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Good.
I'm pulling up the document as we speak.
Wonderful. So we are looking at the document. If you remember, these are the potential projects. And the potential projects, the idea was basically to identify projects that would fall within the mission statement or that would fall with out of the mission statement. This was not to trigger a debate about the projects itself or to recommend that anybody should put forward such kind of projects as an idea to be funded in the future. This was just informal gathering of ideas to understand between ourselves better what would be covered by the mission statement and what would be not covered by the mission statement. So just keep this in mind, please, when we review the list and when we talk about the different projects which were put forward. Now, there are some. And if you would scroll through the different projects, you will see that we received actually quite broad examples. And in most cases, we were able and capable of putting them either in the basket, they would fall within the mission statement, or they are out of the mission statement. There's two where we need your guidance, and this would be number one and number 12. I will come back to them in a second. And then at the very end, we need your guidance as well, and this relates to point 90, 20, and 21, and 22. So in these cases, they are new, and you might not have seen them. So I would love to draw your attention to them and would want to hear your opinions about them. So let me go back first to the, and then I will open questions. So let me go back first to point eight, which is highlighted, and if maybe, if this can be shown on the screen, this would be lovely. So 8 and 12 are indicated as yellow. We are not totally certain if they would fall in or without. So let me read them to give you an idea about what they are about. So eight is a startup receives a grant to support an innovative low-cost device that combines an open hardware and open software solution to interconnection issues in developing countries. As an example of potential impact benefit of this project, the idea is piloted and deployed in 49 countries with funds from the auction proceeds. As the design is released under an open license, the support for such project benefits the internet community as a whole. The startup organizes their own business model based on services and technical assistance to guarantee sustainability. Can you hear me, or do I have a bad connection? Somebody wants to talk.
Hi, Erica. This is Yoko. We can hear you perfectly fine.
Wonderful. So the our understanding is it's a noble cause, but it probably will not fall and will not be covered by ICANN's mission. But again, we need your guidance here. The second is 12, example 12, projects that alert internet users, particularly in developing countries, of the availability of generic TLD, that it can equip them with a unique online identity, not a co-branded identity, such as Facebook or Instagram, for example, provide. This may be of particular interest to small and medium business or farms and entrepreneurs. Again, our understanding is it's a good cause and it's an important cause, but it would probably not fall within the ICANN mission. So let us talk first about, if you agree, about 8 and 12. I want to keep it very short because we have a super long list what we need to do today, and I would love to and hope we can get this all done today. So just if you could give me a quick understanding what you think about these two examples. I see Marilyn and I see Alan. Please, Marilyn, go ahead. Marilyn, can't you hear us? Okay, if this is not the case, Alan, why don't you go first and then I try again, Marilyn, later.
Thank you very much. I've gone on record a number of times of being a strong supporter of interpreting the mission as widely as possible, but 8 I view as way outside of that mission. And moreover, for those who think it might even be within the mission, I would suggest that the costs associated with developing a device and the risks of it actually being an economic success are such that this would be rather inappropriate use of our funds anyway. And on 12, I've heard this suggested a number of times. I personally, I'm not sure whether it's within the mission or not, but I think this smells too much of trying to make, you know, of marketing, and I don't think that that would be appropriate. Thank you.
Erica?
Yeah, is it Marilyn?
It is Marilyn. Let me say very quickly that
it is Sue, sorry.
Yes, it's Marilyn Cade. I don't support 8. I think we cannot be launching new businesses. Our purpose, according to the mission of ICANN, is to focus on policy. On 12, I also can't really support that. I think that marketing the new GTLD is up to the new GTLD. That's not what this that's outside of our scope, I think.
Thanks, Marilyn. I see similar comments in the chat room. Next is Wanda.
Yeah, that's hi, everybody. This is Wanda speaking. Well, I do not support, dedicated promotion for a branded or whatever, but information about an alert community that is a possibility to have names in general, it's quite important because in those regions, like South America, for instance, we have a lack of knowledge that people can have any name, even in second level. So I do believe that it's a different aspect, but, you know, information in general, I'm agree. This in particular, I don't. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Wanda. You raise an interesting point, not identical, but a bit similar to Alan, to keep an open mind and not be too narrow in our understanding of statement, which might cover then or might be able to cover either this point or a similar point. But in principle, I think we agree that 8 and 12 are questionable. I want to take next Caboose and then Sylvia, and then if I don't see, or maybe Ching as well, then we should maybe conclude the discussion about these two points. Caboose, please.
Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. I have heard the comments. I suggest that perhaps these two, maybe we have, I don't know, in future, because I understand the list is not closed with examples. We might have similar situation. So let us create two categories. One, those are within the missions concept or mission mandates, and the others are not, but useful in order to the general aspects of the general objectives of this project. So for the time being, not deleting them, maintain them, but in a separate list, because it might be others that they are not, strictly speaking, within the mission, but they may be useful for the development of the of project and objectives of this project. This is by way of suggestions. Thank you.
Yes, we can do this, Carlos. We can keep the gray, so-called gray areas. We can keep them as examples at the very end. Good idea. Sylvia, please.
Thank you, Erika. I just wanted to point out that the example of the startup number 8, if we decide or comment that the funds will not have commercial implications, we might actually be restricting projects in terms of sustainability. So one of the things that most grant programs or donors are always asking is that projects have a business plan, so an exit sort of a strategy where the donor can say, look, we supported you during the first year or something like that, and you have a strategy to move on and be sustainable. So in any project, whatever it is, if it's research or something like that, sustainability might be one of the questions that an application process asks. So examples like this that are very concrete that actually are offering that kind of approach, I don't think that you should get scared about supporters that have a commercial value because or application, because there are many other organizations that are doing social work or supporting social development that do accept or support social enterprises or other types of organizations that actually are looking for sustainability. And that can be key to the future development of the internet. So I just want to call the group not to discard that. I think Elliot or maybe someone else in the chat mentioned that we should not discard things for the risk or the financial implications. And the other part is that many of the civil society organizations or private sector organizations are doing a lot of work that is for the good of the internet in general, and actually, again, they need some support in terms of sustainability. And I already said that I do not support number 12, so and I explained the reasons why. It's my two cents. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sylvia. So what are we doing now with this? So let's do the following, because I think we have a general understanding that 8 and 12 fall more within a more questionable area. With certain caveats, like what Alan said, Sylvia and Wanda. So we will keep this in mind, but we will put these questions to the end. We will not delete, and these examples, we will not delete them. We will keep them on the list, but we do have an understanding between us, and we will highlight this on the right column, that they do not fall either within or without, but they're more out, but there are still some certain questions related to certain parts which were raised today, and we have this on record. Can we have an agreement about this? Good. I don't see anybody opposing, somebody saying is not agreeing for the record. Yeah, I understood, John, you're not agreeing. We are not agreeing, but certain questions were raised, which we want to keep, we want to keep in mind these questions which were raised today. John, do you want to say something? I see you raised your hand. And Jolf as well, do you want to make a comment?
Sure, I'll make a comment. I have a hard time understanding why 12 would not be included in the mission when we're talking about an awareness campaign or perhaps a new round in developing areas to apply for a top-level domain, when the applicant guidebook, which is the source of this funding, actually uses that as an example for potential uses. So while we may or may not agree that that's a good use, I don't see how we could agree that it's not an acceptable use under the mission of ICANN. Thank you.
I agree. That's why we are not deleting it, but we're putting it with a comment on the right column to the very end. Or we keep it where it is. It doesn't matter what we do, but we will have a longer comment on the right column. So we will highlight some risk involved, probably, and we will, on the other side, make a reference to the applicant guidebook, and then we'll see how we will take this forward. Let me go to Yul first. I think he was next on the line, and then I see Alan and Marilyn. So Yul, please. Okay. Okay, he was simply agreeing. Okay, fine. Alan, please. And Sylvia, is it a new hand or is it an old hand? Okay, Alan, please.
Yeah, thank you very much. I understand there's a strong question on whether 12 is within the mission or not, and as John pointed out, it's been suggested by a number of people that it is not only within the mission but suggested. I don't agree with that, but that's beside the point. I don't think I've heard any strong support of 8, however, so I'm not sure why we're putting that in the same category.
Okay, let's come back to this in a second. Marilyn, please.
Thanks. Marilyn Cade speaking. I'm going to speak, first of all, I don't see any support for 8, so I hope we can eliminate that. I will just say that, and this is going to be fairly direct, but that's what I'm known for. We cannot take on marketing by ICANN on behalf of anyone. And so any discussion about 12, to me, that is engaging in ICANN doing marketing for someone. That would be, I think that would be really, really negatively viewed by antitrust authorities and by others about ICANN's mission. So I'd like to make sure, personally, I don't support it, but if others do support it, then I would suggest there has to be antitrust investigation and legal investigation about whether that is within scope or if we are, in fact, violating ICANN's integrity and other issues. We cannot take on marketing within ICANN, in my view, but let's ask the legal questions. Ask the antitrust guys.
Marilyn, thanks. Caboose, would you like to come back to a point, or did you take down your hand? Okay, then let's make the... Ah, there he is. Caboose, please. Caboose?
Do you hear me, please? Hello?
Now we hear you.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Alan said that there is no strong support. I have not heard a strong objections. So if you hear a strong objection plus other objections, then you delete that. If not, put it at the end to be revisited. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, let's... Since these are only examples, these not are not concrete projects, I don't think that we shouldn't go too much into detail and fight too much about them. It's more to get an understanding between us and to identify critical or problematic area, which we, I think, today. So let's delete. So we will take out point 12, and we will make with regard to the example of 12, we will put in a few comments on the right side, the one which I mentioned today, and we will review the comments which were raised today, and I will put them in this joker. We will send this document anyhow back to you for further comments, so this is not the debate which is finalized today, just to get an understanding between us. So if there's no objection, I like to move on to the last question. I don't want to have a debate today because I think we need time, a little bit more time for other topics. So I just want to raise these questions again, and I want to make a recommendation actually to take out the last one, which is 22. Let me read, I need your agreement about this. So this is about the reserve fund. I believe we should just take this out here because it has nothing to do actually with a concrete project. And if we are going to decide one day and we receive a formal request from the board and we will take a decision upon this, then it is not a concrete project, but it's something which will be done ahead of any kind of project which will be ever granted funding. So I think we should take this out here. We are all aware that this might come as a request from the board, but it's outside of the typical funding procedures. Will be something which will have to be debated between the CCWG and the ICANN board. I'd just like to get your agreement on point 22 and have your agreement or not agreement that we can take this out from the list of examples. Alan, is this you?
I think Marilyn was first.
Okay, now, okay, she's back here now. Marilyn, please.
Hello? Sorry, can you hear me?
Caroline, we hear you.
Oh, thank you. I need to speak on this. The business constituency has submitted a supporting comment in our submission on the budget that supports the idea that, in fact, this would be supported by the option fund. I will forward it. It's still being finalized, but it has strong support within the BC. So I need to document and state that for us, we, from the business constituency, I'm here as an individual, but I'm reporting on work from the BC. We believe that item 22 should be supported.
Just to clarify again that we don't have a confusion. In taking it out, we are not saying it shall be not supported. Like none of the other examples, we say they are going to be supported or not supported. We're just saying they're outside of this particular list of examples. They will be dealt between the board and between the CCWG ahead of any establishment of any foundation. It's a pre-decision that will be done ahead of the any project, concrete project time. So thank you so much, Marilyn. Good to know this. And Alan, please.
Erica, I need to clarify. While you were saying...
Yes, Marilyn.
Yeah, you're saying it's between the board, and we are saying as the BC that we as the community may also have a recommendation. That's what I just need to be clear about.
Yeah, totally. That's what I meant to say. Board and CCWD and SONACs, of course. Okay, let's move. Absolutely right. Alan, please.
Thank you very much. The only rationale I would have for keeping it as a project is if we wanted to allow I'll use a rather negative term, double dipping, or, you know, going back to the amount afterwards and, you know, saying let's take some more in for the reserve 2 years from now if we haven't spent the money. But I believe a more rational approach to do that, if we decided that was a good thing to do, would be to have an oversight committee within ICANN that might adjust the amount of money that the funding agency, whatever it is allowed to disperse and do it that way. So I do not think it should be a project that will be approved by the funding process going forward. So I strongly support not making it a project, but noting that we're not taking it out of consideration through some other mechanism. Thank you.
Yeah. Elliot, is this you next? Or is it Nadia first? Nadia, please. I have lost my contact lenses, so apologize, everybody. Nadia, please.
It's fine. Okay, fine. Thank you. I just wanted to present an option for item 22. What about exploring the possibility of think the reserves, ICANN reserves, and then when and if ICANN, the organization, has the resources or the money, then the money can go back to the bucket of the auction proceeds. I think this could be a possibility and it could be an option, but I'm not sure how to put it in here. And also, I'm not sure if you think that this is an option.
Nadia, can we discuss this when we receive a formal request from the board? So let's park your point and let's park Alan's point. I think you both made very good recommendations, but we should not discuss this right now. So, Joker, can we ensure that we have to-dos noted, both from Alan as a recommendation for a kind of advisory oversight and a point Nadira just mentioned, we just parked them, but we parked them under the topic of reserve fund so that we don't lose them and we have to debate them in the future. Yeah, Hadia, yeah. What did I say? Okay. Elliot,
okay.
Please.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Yes, hello. I wanted, Marilyn, I wondered if I could ask you I should start by saying I don't recall whether you were here when we discussed this point in some detail in an earlier meeting. Did the BC at all discuss this point around the reserve fund in relation to the excess litigation reserve and the, significant pool of money? I think that we had staff agree it was somewhere in the $60, $70 million range at this point. So I'm just wondering if that was part of the BC's dialogue at all. And if you want me to be more specific, I will.
I think most of us probably will know the background. But, Alian, can we have this discussion as well?
Sorry, that was a question for Marilyn.
Yeah, I know. But can we have this outside of this discussion today? It's an important one, but can we take this outside of our day? Wonderful.
Sure, no
thank
problem.
You so much. We put this as a follow-up so that it's not forgotten, and then we will come back to it. Marilyn, please keep this in mind as well, and we put this on our to-do list and action point as well. Caboose, please.
Yes, I think all of us, we understand the situation. It will be taken out from this
Caboose, we can't hear you. Caboose, we can't hear you. Okay, Caboose, I think we have an understanding what you were trying to say. So let's delete. I think we all agree we take out 22 with regard to this particular list. We are aware the topic, we will very likely face the topic, and then there are many related questions which we will park for the moment, and we will come back to them. So none of them will be forgotten. And Elliot, I shall let you know from Marilyn, because you're probably not in Adobe, that it might be good if you would contact her probably by phone. So I hope you can hear what I'm saying. Otherwise, if I don't see a confirmation from you, I will send you a quick note afterwards. Okay, there you are. Perfect. So there are two other items, if I'm not mistaken, still off the list. So what I recommend, you do us a favor, and Joker, we will, when we send the notes of today, please ensure that we attach this document again so that colleagues can have a look at it and can look in particular to the examples which we received, 19, 20, and 21, which we are not reviewed yet. So we would appreciate if you would spend the time and would review them and would tell us their insight or you would regard them as being inside or outside of the scope. And please, Joker, be so kind to send the Google document, the link to the Google document as well. Okay, let's conclude the discussion here if you all agree. I'm just looking at the chat room if somebody has an open question or something else. Okay, in an ideal situation, I hope we are able at our next call totally to finalize this point. Not to have to come back to it again. I see Judith. Judith, do you want to raise
yes,
comment here?
Yes, it's Judith Hellestein for the record. I have a question on 15. I'm wondering on 15 why we would think that it's not totally under ICANN's mission and have the sentence like we have for all the other ones saying it's consistent with ICANN's mission. It seems all these activities are pretty much consistent with ICANN mission and with the preamble. So I was just confused on why we have to add this extra line saying as long as it's directly related when it is directly related. So that was just my confusion.
Can you read 15, please?
Sure. This is Judith again.
Oh, can somebody read it? Toke, can you read it?
Okay. If you want, I can read it or someone else can read it.
Okay. Doesn't matter, whoever. Please.
It says, support work done by W3C on areas of common interest. Horizontal activities are broadly recognized as an important part of the value of W3C. The following endeavors could be undertaken with more means. Enhanced web security and privacy. Work with handling web-related IDN and universal acceptance issues. More guidelines and tools for web and internet users. Better education programs on open web standards. More open APIs for mobile apps and social network platforms to ensure a strong hyperlink paradigm, more involvement in open standard advocacy and in solving ICR issues, more resources for testing web standards critical to providing an open environment. These are all standards related.
And so what is your argument?
So the question
what is your argument?
Why are we saying on here, as long as we're focused on standards that are standards that directly relate to ICANN's mission, most standards relate to ICANN's mission. So why are we singling out this one as opposed to any other one?
This is just an example, Judith. There can be others as well which are not related to W3C. This is just keep in mind, these are just examples to clarify our own mind. They're not more. There can be others. You're just saying they might fall within the mission. That's all.
But,
so just to have some examples, how not more. So,
right. So the point
help you?
Well, the point just says support work done by W3C. If we're going to look at other organizations, then we can say that. But if we're just only looking at W3C, then that's my question.
Oh, I got your point. So, okay, we will take this. We might just talk about standards. Okay, fine. So we will correct this point, but Judith, please correct it yourself. You will receive the same document as well. Please look at the Google document and make your comments there. You help us if you do it yourself. Please be so kind.
Yes, this is
wonderful.
I was trying to do that, but I didn't know if I could do that before our meeting, so that's why I didn't.
Go ahead. The document is still open. It's not concluded. Please go ahead. I had Ching who came outside of the Adobe. He's not on Adobe. Ching, please go ahead.
Erica, our path is related to question 22. So I think we have the agreement on that. But thank you.
Okay, wonderful. Okay. So I think we have an understanding. You received the document back. Again, as an attachment and both in this format, which you're familiar with, and as a Google Doc, please be so kind to review it again. If you have comments like you did to existing judgments we made, please feel free to add them again. Please be in particular careful with regard to point 19, 20, and 21. Great. Let's move to the next item of the agenda. I see nobody objecting, and this would be, I would like to hand this over, and this is about the endless story about the open and interoperable internet preamble. Who is taking us through the document? Is it Marilyn or is it Robin? Who is it? Jonathan, who is it? Jonathan or Marilyn?
Well, I can, but I actually think that we should have Marika take us through it.
Yeah, Marika will be not able to take us through it because she's not with us. I mean, I can take you through it, but I think it's better if somebody does it from the group. You can do it. Keep it short. We will keep it open. just guide us to the most recent changes after the meeting we had in Abu Dhabi. Thanks so much.
Fantastic. Thank you, Erica. It's Marilyn speaking. Marilyn Kate speaking. I just made a couple of changes, and I want to just quickly go through them and explain what the changes are. You all have the document in front of you because Marika does fantastic work. We have to have a round of applause for her later, seriously. But I ask that we clarify that the option proceeds are about those from the ICANN new GTLD program. And so that's the first change. Then the second change in the next paragraph is just clarifying that we're talking about ICANN's mission statement and core principles. We all of the other changes are language that are clarifying that we're trying to put our work under the ICANN mission. The third paragraph, again, the change is option proceeds from the new GTLD program, blah, blah, blah. Then we go on to, I'm going on to the last segment, which it starts with, therefore, the CCWG. We probably, actually, I didn't do this, but we should probably, Erica, we should include dash AP there for auction proceeds since there are other CCWGs. And then we have just a few small changes, one editorial to make it applications. I see we still have a spelling error there for applications seeking auction proceeds funding. And then we go through the aligned with ICANN's mission and core principles. That's longstanding support. Second bullet, longstanding support. Third bullet, we've added a change based on the input received during our last face-to-face meeting that says we will create benefits for the internet community. And then we changed the fourth bullet to ensure that we are spelling internet correctly with a large I, and we speak again to the benefit of the internet community. The final addition was a bullet that Marika provided, so we are clear that we are focused on the generic top level, the new generic top level domain program auction funds. We're not interfering with any funds that are perhaps taking place in the secondary market. Marika did a fantastic job. I turn this back to you, Chair.
Thank you so much, Marilyn. Jonathan, do you want to add a few points? Okay, Hadia, please.
Hello, yes. I had a comment with regard to the first paragraph and the last paragraph. I think that this group should be providing guidance, the allocation of funds and the selection of projects, and not guidance to applicants or putting guidelines for applications. I think that the guidelines for applications and for the applicants should be put not by us, this group, because our scope is limited to guidance on the allocation of funds. We should not be addressing applicants or applications. The group that is to follow, whatever form it has, will be entitled to put the guidelines for the application, to address the applicants, to address the but I don't think that it is within our scope to address to put guidelines for applications or address applicants. Moreover, also it is not possible for applications to be aligned with ICANN mission or support ICANN community. What needs to be aligned with ICANN's mission or support ICANN's community are the projects. the applications itself cannot do that, nor the applicants. So my suggestion is to change the first paragraph to say that we provide guidance for the allocation of funds or for the selection of projects and not for the applications. And also at the last paragraph would be to provide guidance for the allocation of funds. And we could say, for example, that projects are strongly recommended to abide by or follow the following. So that's my suggestion. Thank you.
Hi, Dia. This is Erica. I think you raise a valid point. This was not to be understood from the very beginning as guidelines for the application, but guiding the evaluator in the sense they have when they face projects which are more questionable and they're not certain are they in or out, they have some guidance, not guidelines. But I understand your point. Marilyn or Jonathan, you want to comment on this point? Marilyn, go ahead. Caroline, I see that you raise a hand, but I can't hear you.
Okay, let me try this again. Okay. Marilyn Kate. I think there's a difference in the term guidance and guideline that perhaps doesn't translate easily, just as the word governance doesn't translate in all countries, and in some languages it's interpreted as government. By offering guidance, that's not the same as guidelines. It is ideas that can guide the decision. And I think that's what was what we were trying to achieve. But I would welcome Jonathan and anyone else's comments. I think we need to be a little bit careful here about overinterpreting what we're saying. Because we have to put this out for public comment, and if we spend too much time just talking to ourselves, we're avoiding then gaining the benefit of the public comment.
Thank you, Marilyn. Jonathan, would you love to comment on this point? He's saying, good point, Marilyn, overarching guidance, not strict guidelines. Okay, I would recommend we do it if you agree. I don't see anybody else who wants to make a point. Oh, Ellen, please.
Thank you very much. There is a distinction between the guidance or guidelines, for that matter, to the to the selection process and to applicants. But at this stage, we are just trying to convey what we think is reasonable versus what we think is not reasonable. And I don't think the distinction matters at this point. But I think where you were going, or where Marilyn is going, that we need to put this out for comment, and I don't want people to misunderstand and belabor the point. Maybe we need to add some extra words to make it clear that we are not providing firm guidelines, or for that matter, even guidance. If we're not careful, we're going to get hung up on the nomenclature and not convey the idea that these are examples of things that we think would be reasonable going forward. So the wording here matters only to the extent that we don't want people to get hung up on it, not which word we pick. So maybe we need a third one that's neither guidelines nor guidance. Thank you.
I think the team will find a solution here. I see that either Yoko or Marika would love to make a comment. I can't see Marika, so it's either one of them. Yoko, please go ahead.
Thank you, Erica. This is Joke. Erica is not on the call today, but I just want to make clear that the idea behind today's presentation of this definition is really to flag any red items, so any language that you really cannot support. We would like to be able to finalize the description for now, recognizing indeed that further work may be needed based on the inputs that may be received from others at a later stage in the process. Thank you.
Thank you, Joker. That's very helpful. Let's conclude the discussion here. We will attach the document again, and you will receive it with the memo of today's call. And please feel free to send to the group further comments. But keep in mind, we would conclude the discussion really and finalize it at our next call, because I think this is such an important point that we have to consult informally with the board and with the legal team, because we don't want to face any issues in the future. So it would be good to send it to them after our next call. And then if we receive feedback which is arguing against certain points of this preamble, we can continue to change it. So keep this please in mind. We will attach it again, send your comments and add your comments to the current document, or send comments by email, but ideally just make it in the document itself. And then we would love to distribute it after our next call formally to the board. We don't have board members today with us, I already checked. So we will give it to the board and we'll ask our legal team, in particular Samantha Eisner, who's always with us, to have a look at it and to give us their comments so that we have a common understanding about what we want to achieve with this preamble. Can we agree on this, and can we then move on? Okay, perfect. I would recommend we skipped, I practically discussed already the next steps. So let's move to the next item of our agenda, which is the points we want to discuss with our external experts. And so please let us, Joker is telling me something. Joker, what are you telling me?
Hi, Erica. I see that Mary Uduma has raised her hand in the Adobe Connect room.
Oh, I can't see it. Interesting. Mary, please go ahead. Sorry, can you hear? No, we can't hear you. At least I can't hear you. Can somebody else hear Mary? No, okay. Mary, can we park your point, or can you put this in the chat room? Are you able to use the chat room? Okay, let's move on. Let's go to the next item of the agenda. So this is about review and refine questions for experts. See, we sent a document, and you can see the document again on the screen. So if you remember, this document, Joker, do you want to take us through the document?
Hi, Erica.
Or do you want me to do it?
As you wish. Both is fine by me.
Please go ahead, Joker.
Mm-hmm. So this document is actually... It is based on what was discussed during the brainstorming session that took place in Abu Dhabi, and it's just a summary of what was included in the Google documents that was created at the time. The conversion from the Google document to a Word file did not work properly, so what you will see is actually a synthesized version of with further analysis conducted on the questions that need to be addressed by the experts and or the CCWG. So it would be good to review those questions to determine whether these accurately convey the points that have been made in Abu Dhabi, and to see whether indeed those questions are accurately reflecting what was intended, and if there are any questions missing. Moreover, we also need a little bit further context. It doesn't need to be high level. Well, it needs to be high level, but not really too abstract. So the review of the questions is a first priority, and then we also need to decide which questions are for the CCWG, which need to be dealt with by ICANN, and which are open for experts. Is this helpful, Erica?
Yes, Joker, this is helpful. Let me maybe expand a little bit, because not everybody might have been in Abu Dhabi and might not have participated in the work we have done there. And I'm hopeful that Ching and Jonathan and everybody else who was participating actively in this session, that you might want to comment on this point as well. And I just see that Joker Ching is just saying that he's off and he needs to be dialed in again. So this is an overview about what we did there. We worked on whiteboards and we defined and we worked in different groups related to the potential scenarios in the future, how the future organization might look, the foundation might look like. So you will find, when you scroll through the document, you will find the different scenarios sketched out. One of the possible scenarios, we call it mechanism. It's number one, new ICANN proceeds allocation department created as part of ICANN, so inside of the ICANN organization. And then when you scroll further down, you will find the scenario two, or possible mechanism, as we call it, new ICANN proceed allocation department created as part of the ICANN organization, which would work in collaboration with an existing charitable organization. And then when you scroll down further, you find option three, a new structure would be created outside of ICANN, potentially called the ICANN Foundation or something else. And then further down on page 8, you find the scenario 4, an established entity or entities, foundation or fund are used. That's a long sentence. Are used, ICANN would organize the oversight of processes to ensure mission and fiduciary duties are met. So you have 4 scenarios practically, and all the questions and the topics you see below these different scenarios, these were all comments made by colleagues in Abu Dhabi. So the only thing we did, we typed them down, and these are the original wording. So nothing is changed here. But then when you go back and you scroll back to the very beginning, you will find the overall criteria related to such kind of future mechanisms. And they are all consistent and they all have to be looked at. So cost of setting up and implementing the mechanism, for example, ease of implementation, knowledge of ICANN's mission engagement of stakeholders, et cetera, et cetera. So there at the very first page, number one, and then to the right, this is the point where we need your advice now, because I think we will have to continue to debate this. We are not clear yet what is the ideal scenario and what is the ideal mechanism for this organization, what do we need. So we will have to continue the discussion. All the options remain on the table, but now we like to, as Joker said, we need to identify the questions we want to ask. Questions we want to ask CCWG, questions we want to ask ICANN, the organization, and questions we want to ask to the scheduled meetings we will have with outside experts. So experts which come from a funding environment. And here we do need your help. There are already questions we identified, which you see in the right column. But when you will review all the different points raised with regard to the different scenarios, you might want to raise different questions. So we need your help and we need your guidance here again to identify the right questions. I'm waiting. I'm looking if comments are coming in. Yeah, Marilyn, we don't want to postpone point. We really have to move forward. We don't have so much time anymore. It's Erica. Because we want to send this back to you. If you don't want to comment on it right now, that's fine. We will send a document and attach the document to the memo, which we will send to you anyhow. It would be lovely if you could then send your comments back. There's no need to finalize it. We just want to have a quick understanding if you agree with this approach and if you feel okay that we attach the document to the next memo, and that you would be so kind to have a look at it and comment on it if you already can comment on it. Let me check Joker is saying. Sylvia, please, go ahead.
Sorry, Erica, I'm a bit confused about when to ask for external advice. The way I see it, which will, on one of the messages that I sent today, earlier today, if we ask external experts to come in and ask a bunch of questions that from the file that I'm seeing are like around 20 or 30 questions, that's pretty much a consultancy job, right? That will require a lot of thinking when addressing several mechanisms at the same time. So the way I think it probably might be more useful to have input from external experts is if we have a more clear indication from the group about what is the one preferred based on the models or main options that we discussed before, you know, if it is a department at ICANN or a new foundation or an external foundation or agreements with existing foundations. I think those were the four, if I'm remembering correctly. Neither of those are qualified, but it gives us, you know, some sort of framework where to work. If we do all of these questions for each and every one of those four, and ask external experts for their advice, it will never end. So I think that the group has to narrow that list first and then gather external input from organizations that are actually working on similar environments. If not, it will be very long and complicated. And my second point is, what will be the conflict of interest or on what way these experts will be engaged? Because the whole point of being part of this group and disclosing if you are or not going to participate in the future apply for funds or things like that, these organizations that might be holding as experts might actually be considering to apply in the future, and they didn't join the CCWG not to exclude themselves, let's say, right? So is there any conflict of interest conversation happening with these experts, or are they excluded straight away, or how that will work? I'm not saying it's a good or bad thing. I just want to know what the group think about how we should manage this. This external input might actually push the group in a specific direction. I just want to know, you know, how are we going to let that happen? Thank you.
This is Erica. Looking, checking, comments, no. Sylvia, I think both of your comments we will have to investigate. Definitely the conflict of interest, legal needs to be looked into, need to this, and probably they need to be an agreement signed, a kind of contract signed between the two parties. But that's something we should discuss with Samantha, and maybe she wants to raise a comment. I see she is on this call. Concerning your first point, I like this very much, and I think we need a bit more clarity how we want to arrange and organize our calls with the experts. If you could agree, I would recommend that the leadership team, that we make a proposal to you how to organize it, taking your points and other points which we heard before into consideration, and just make a proposal, and then you can have a concrete look at it and can decide if this is a good one or something you would rather prefer to be seen change, because I think you're right, we want to ask only those questions related to certain experts whether we really want to have their opinion. On the second point, I'm not so sure, though, if we want to wait until we have taken a decision about the ideal scenario before we have scheduled the calls with experts. This then might narrow us down too much in our own thinking. So I'm looking at you for some guidance now and see if more comments are coming in or if somebody wants to make a point. Sam, would you like to comment on the conflict of interest point Sylvia raised?
Sure. Thanks, everyone. This is Sam Eisner from ICANN Legal, for the record. I think that Sylvia raises a really important point as it relates to conflict of interest. I think we need to get a clear statement of interest from the not in terms of the form that we have for the group, but we need to make sure that the experts that come in haven't already been contacted by people who are working with the who are considering applying for funds, whenever the ultimate vehicle is, or haven't been consulted as it relates to the auction proceed funds. And we can also ask them if they believe that they have any conflict and identify any clients or other people that they work with that are integrally related to the ICANN space, like contract parties, for example. And then, Sylvia, I saw your note in the chat that there might be a request for an NDA. I think that that's something that we could expect to happen, depending on how deep the questions go. I think that the first level of discussion with any experts would probably be at a higher, more information gathering exercise. So any group that would agree to come talk to us, I think would be prepared to give a certain level of information. If we were going to the point of needing an NDA, I'd imagine that's the point where we'd actually get into an actual consultancy with a group, as opposed to just asking them for some inputs in the initial work. So I think it's something to keep in mind, but I think if any of the experts who are invited agree to come, that they would come without the expectation of an NDA so that we could have a full conversation on the record in a transparent fashion. And back to you, Erica.
Thank you, Sam. This is Erica. Indeed. Thank you so much. This is Erica. Thank you, Sam. Indeed, the original idea was to do it without a contract and without payment. So no consultancy contract, but to have a discussion, a friendly discussion about their experience in their own organization, and so to give us some guidance what worked and what doesn't work. But Joke, can we put this topic about a conflict of interest and a potential NDA on action point just for to keep this in mind under the header of discussion with experts so that we don't forget and don't lose this point? Somebody else who wants to raise something? Okay, then let us do the following. We will attach this document to the memo from today, and we will send it both to you. I think we have it as a Google document as well, so you can you are free to make comments. And we will, I would recommend that the leadership team, Ching and I and Marika and Joker, we will sit together and we will, based on the discussion today and some comments we heard before, we will make a recommendation how we think this procedure, raising questions to the CCWG, to ICANN, and to the external experts can work. We will look into the timetable as well. We already have scheduled a time, but I think this might not work. Actually, we will come to this point when we discuss the work plan, and then we will send this back to you ahead of our next call so that we can focus on this topic then again. Is this something you can agree on? Just be so kind to give me either some support or no support. Okay, I take your silence. Judith is typing something. I take your silent as okay. If you don't agree, you will have to leave now. Okay. At least some support is coming in. Thank you so much for this. Nadia, is it you? Or who is it? Or is it Marilyn? I have to apologize. I can't see the tiny script. I lost my contact lenses. And I'm practically blind on the screen. No, nobody is raising anything anymore. Okay, let's move on. Joker, and I need you to pull up the next point on our agenda. It should be the work plan, if I'm not mistaken.
Indeed, Erica. I'm pulling it up right now.
Okay. This is Erica. Can you all see it? Okay, I have to enlarge it to see something. So if you scroll through it, you will find on page, I can't see the page actually. Is it, Joker, I need your help to read this, which page we are now.
Hi, Erica, this is Yoko. Exactly what you like me to check?
I would love to, when you scroll through all the gray pages, all which is gray, it's practically what we have done. And then we come to points which are blank white, and these are the ones which we still have to do.
Indeed, I temporarily stopped the scrolling option, so you now should be able to see the start of the white tables. People are putting in the chat that it's page number 4. So in the left column, you can see the date of today, 16th of November. I'll make sure that
okay, wonderful.
Again, so that you can make it bigger if needed.
So what we want to do, you will see here that we still have few open points with regard to the to the what we call the task two. So we still have some open points here, which we discussed today, and which we will have to come back to, which is phase two. We want to ideally finalize these at our next call. And then we have scheduled for the phase three, which is what we debated today as well, which is the list of experts. Hopefully we can have a better understanding at our next call. We already have a list with experts. Joke, it would be great if you could attach this list as well to the memo, the list of experts, not just the list we have seen a few minutes ago, but the original list of experts. And then, so hopefully we can conclude this at our next call, November 30. And then we want to be starting practically to look ahead to the next phases, which would be phase four and phase five, where we have to determine the mechanism, which we discussed today already. We will have to look at it. Is it, for example, an option outside of ICANN, or shall it be inside of ICANN? So we have to determine which mechanism has the greatest potential and is the best option, looking at it from a legal and fiduciary point of views. And then we have to move to phase five, have to review the original charter question, which we have done, once we have a clearer understanding about the mechanism, to see and understand, do we have to review them, or are they still sufficiently capturing all the topics which we have to review? And then when you continue to look at the work plan to the more to the end of phase five, and then coming to phase six, you will see that we have a pretty tight timetable, because we would love to have a draft document ready ahead of our next meeting in Puerto Rico, so that we can have a final meeting, hopefully, in Puerto Rico, and then can publish the communication. So that's the current idea which we have. We will have to, and let me come back to the point which based on the expert. Currently, we have only one call scheduled with the expert, which is, I'm not mistaken, is on December 12th, if I have this in my memory correctly. So this might be not sufficient, and we might have to schedule based on your input, which we receive for these experts. We might have to schedule either more calls, or we have a very long call where we have one call after another with the different experts. So that's the current work plan, and would be wonderful to hear with you if you would be willing to have either a longer call with the experts, or to schedule maybe weekly calls, or if you and if it's okay with you to agree on the final date, which would be Puerto Rico, to conclude our current work. Comments, please. Do you need, Erica, do you need some further explanation, or is it self-evident? And would you, do you feel that we can just continue with the current work plan and can, based on the plan which we have in front of us, can continue to work? Maureen, are you asking? Maureen, do I see you? Are you raising your hand? Or is it a support? Okay. Judith is saying okay. Elliot is okay. Okay, no further comment. Then let's work on this on the basis of this work plan, and we will review it again in the on the leadership team based on the discussion we had about experts and in particular the comments raised by Sylvia today, and the recommendation we will send to you concerning the questions we have to put forward to ICANN and to CCWG and to the outside experts. And in case we have the feeling that certain adoptions are needed for the work plan, we will send you a recommendation for redrafted work plan. Okay. Okay, then no further comment. Twice a month. Judith. Okay, then let's move to the next item of the agenda, which is practically confirmation, next steps and time, date for our next meeting. So the next call is on Thursday 30, again at 14 UTC. Thank you so much, everybody, and have a rest good day or good evening or good morning. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks everyone for joining. Today's meeting is adjourned. You can disconnect your lines. Have a great rest of your day.